Calamity Jane and the Cyclone. The storm was worsening as Grandpa sped down the Kansas highway at 80 miles per hour. Grandpa did like those Kansas highways with their 90-mile-per-hour speed limits and their wide shoulders that allowed him to pass in heavy traffic without killing other drivers. You see, instead of a head-on collision, the oncoming driver could spare his own life by simply taking advantage of the, quote, extra lane that the wide, flat shoulder provided. He was becoming more and more upset at his inability to drive faster than the posted speed limit because of the ferocity of the thunderstorm that engulfed us. Torrents of rain and hail that fell to the car only added to the excitement of being on one of Grandpa's open highway speed runs. Grandpa, ever the optimist, found the silver lining in the ever-darkening cloud. Because of the other driver's inability to navigate the violent weather at any speed, he proudly proclaimed that, "Now we'll make good time since everybody else has pulled off the road." As we blindly hurtled down the road, Grandma was quite insistent that we use our better judgment and stop. And her argument seemed logical. She reasoned that it was better to take a rest until the deluge subsided enough to allow visibility of at least 10 feet in front of the car. Even though this suggestion greatly annoyed Grandpa, he could not resort to his usual response of reckless acceleration. Frustration was beginning to set in as the violent storm and Grandma conspired to reduce Grandpa's considerable daily mileage total. Through the pounding rain, we began to observe the strange behavior of the timid motorists that lacked Grandpa's backbone in dealing with so-called killer storms. Not only had they surrendered to the considerable elements and pulled off the road, but also now many of them were taking refuge in ditches and depressions. And we found this behavior odd and decided to turn on the radio. Special emergency broadcast exhorted all residents in our area to take immediate shelter. A killer tornado had touched down and was headed our way. Of course, this was no concern to Grandpa, who proclaimed that he had been raised in the Midwest and thus had much experience with cyclones. I found this slightly reassuring. That is, until I looked out the car window and observed the massive funnel that was churning up everything in its path. By my observation, it appeared that we were on a dead collision course with the Twister and that the point of junction would occur about 2 miles down the highway. I pleaded with Grandpa to pull off the road, but he again reminded Grandma and myself of his Midwestern roots and vast experience with cyclones. We appeared to be making good time in our appointment with destiny. And Grandma went into disaster control mode and began emergency preparations. She grabbed a small blanket, which she threw to me. She then screamed for me to get under it in the back seat of the car. Although I was young and inexperienced, I failed to see what kind of protection this would offer in the face of 300-mile-per-hour winds. And Grandma's latest outburst proved too much for Grandpa's patience, and he launched into a tirade that rivaled the fury of the funnel we were charging headlong towards. "Calamity, calamity, calamity! Oh, yours, Calamity Jane!" bellowed at Grandma. The creative nature, inherent logic, and volume of his spontaneous proclamation appeared to please him greatly. Grandma attempted to logically present the negative aspects of attempting to drive directly through a large Midwestern tornado, but Grandpa now had his trump card to use in the ongoing debate. He would simply yell his Calamity Jane proclamation every time that Grandma dared open her mouth, and each time he would increase the volume exponentially, thus completely drowning out every utterance that she attempted to make. Having effectively squelched Grandma's pleas, we rapidly neared the point of junction. I couldn't help but wonder what the other motorists thought of the incredible display of raw temerity exhibited by the driver of the Buick Electra that, by all appearances, appeared to accelerate in its obsessive mission to explore the internal structure of the massive vortex that was bearing down on a hopping collision course from the north. The funnel was now dangerously close, and our demise seemed imminent. I only hoped that Grandpa was planning to stop at the immediate edge of the massive funnel. We could then have the rare experience of observing the monster from a safe distance of, say, 10 or 20 feet. I found it disconcerting that Grandpa was not slowing down and appeared to be oblivious to everything except the creation of more insulting and louder intonations of his Calamity Jane statement as we sped on toward certain death. I watched in terror as the massive funnel prepared to engulf the car from the passenger side. Then it was gone. There was a massive gust of wind, and Grandpa held the car in the lane by means of sheer driving prowess, I assume. But where had such a massive structure gone? Surely it couldn't have just disappeared. I looked out the other backseat window, and to my amazement, there it was on the other side of the car, and a safe distance, and a stallionly moving away from us. Cyclone evidently leapfrogged the car. Having been proven correct, Grandpa was now in full glory and at full volume. After several more Calamity Jane courses, Grandpa proudly summed up the entire experience. "See, didn't I tell you I knew all about cyclones?" he loudly proclaimed in his usual unconcerned matter-of-fact manner.